O Suta Goswami, you are a learned and pure devotee of the Lord, because the personality of Godhead is your chief object of service. Therefore, please describe to us the pastimes of the Lord, which are above all material conception, for we are anxious to receive such messages. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The speaker on the transcendental activities of the Lord should have only one object of worship and service, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the audience for such topics should be anxious to hear about Him. When such a combination is possible, namely, a qualified speaker and a qualified audience, it is then and there very much congenial to continue discourses on the transcendence. Professional speakers and a materially absorbed audience cannot derive real benefit from such discourses. Professional speakers make a show of Bhagavat Saptaha for the sake of family maintenance, and the materially disposed audience hears such discourses of Bhagavat Saptaha for some material benefit, namely religiosity, wealth, gratification of the senses, or liberation. Such Bhagavatam discourses are not purified from the contamination of the material qualities. But the discourses between the saints of Namasharanya and Suta Goswami are on the transcendental level. There is no motive for material gain. In such discourses, unlimited transcendental pleasure is relished, both by the audience and by the speaker, and therefore they can continue the topics for many thousands of years. Now, Bhagavat Saptahas are held for 7 days only, and after finishing the show, both the audience and the speaker become engaged in material activities, as usual. They can do so because the speaker is not Bhagavat Pradhan, and the audience is not Shushushatam, as explained above.